Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. 93.3 The Planet, the home of the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
I'm a different person on social media. I'm like, oh, so good to hear from you, but then I'm going to go hide from me when I see you at Walmart.
9.
If I look bored when you spend 30 minutes showing me all your tattoos, it's because I'm bored when you spend 30 minutes showing me all your tattoos.
Paige.
Crazy is as crazy does. You cannot fix stupid or crazy.
Fat Boy.
I told my son I didn't have the internet when I was growing up. If I wanted to see boobs, I had to do it the old-fashioned way. Beg my buddy's sister to flash me.
The Rise Guys. Mornings 5 till 10 on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
In 2004 at 5:10 a.m., a UFO was spotted over Easley, South Carolina. Easley 911 was flooded with one call. The one guy who saw it has committed at least 15 minutes per week to look outside of what the media reports, to read between the lines. Is that his huge, bushy beard or the true location of Area 51? It's now time for Matt Mann's Conspiracy Mysteries.
Thank you, Paige. That's Paige that does the intro there. A lot of people don't realize that.
So good.
She's a VO artist.
Sounds great, too. Thank you. Sounds great on there.
Remember, if you can always, contact me if you have your own conspiracies that you want me to investigate. And by that, I mean, I finger Google is what I do. I sit there and just type away and find out. But you have to know where to look, the right sources, right?
Yes.
This one right here is going to, this, especially Fatboy. Some of you will be like, oh, maybe I knew that. Or some of you will be like, okay, big deal. But Fatboy is going to be rattled to his core.
I don't even know what to guess.
Well, I said that this, a lot of the P1s have taken this into their body before.
Mm-hmm.
I know all of y'all have. Fatboy has, Paige has, Nine has multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Jägermeister. Jaeger bombs.
Oh, man. I had some Saturday.
Oh, Jaeger bombs. Oh, boy. Oh,
it's
boy.
My favorite liquor.
Maybe Thursday.
Is it real? Oh, my Lord. Yeah. I knew that.
It's my favorite liquor of all time.
There was always rumors about Jägermeister, and you know the ones I'm talking about, especially pre-internet.
Mm-hmm.
It's made with deer blood.
Yeah, it is.
Oh.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, guess what? Not true.
Oh, thank God.
We'll be back right after this. What else do we need to say?
What's the conspiracy with Jägermeister?
There would be no
deer blood in it.
There is no deer blood in it.
Thank goodness.
But there would be no Jägermeister without Adolf Hitler. What? Oh, boy.
So it would also not exist without Hugo Boss.
You're jumping ahead of me, Jim.
Oh.
The story of Jägermeister. The recipe for many years was locked away. There was the deer blood rumors and all that. Much hasn't changed about the recipe since the year 1934. Wilhelm Mast founded a vinegar and wine company in a building that still stands in a place called Wolfenbüttel. I'm probably saying that wrong.
Maybe.
How would you say that word right there, Jim? It's got an umlaut in it. Wolfenbüttel?
Yeah, probably.
Wolfenbüttel.
I'd say it less Swedish, though.
It's very close to the actual Jägermeister shop where you can buy all the shot glasses, and they have Jäger toasters and Jäger bikinis and all that stuff. But it was a tough time, right? Trade was tough when Wilhelm's son, Kurt Mast, joined the business in the early 30s and set about concocting what was called a Crowder liquor, a.k.a. herbal liquor, the sort that many people had used for many centuries as a medicine.
Yes.
Now, by this point, Wolfenbüttel and the surrounding hills were a popular hunting retreat amongst the senior ranks of the Nazi Party.
Really?
Hermann Göring later on would be known as Adolf Hitler's number two. second in command.
That's funny.
He was a regular, and one of his close friends was Kurt Mass, a fellow huntsman.
Yeah.
So when the Nazis came into power in 1933, Göring was appointed interior minister of the Nazi Party.
Okay.
He soon pushed through laws that would create regional Jägermeisters, or what is known as Masters of the Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
They would meet in these lodges, and they would have these massive, lavish parties and all this stuff. He was looking for a way to market his drink. So he named it Jägermeister and created a robust bottle. You've seen it, that gothic typeface on there, is green bottle, you know it. The logo, he said he wanted to choose a mythical deer with a beaming cross between its antlers.
Yeah.
That, according to legend, had appeared before Hubertus, the patron saint of hunting.
What?
There's a patron saint of hunting called Hubertus.
Well, it's news to me.
So, as all this goes on, he becomes close friends with Hitler, and they are like hunting buddies or whatever. In fact, as a reward for all the Nazi parties that helped go in and slaughter the Jews, he was going to give them each a Jägermeister land for their own hunts.
Mm-hmm.
They could start their own little Jägermeisters, which was known as a master of hunting. In Wolfenbüttel, the actual first factory, I know I'm saying it wrong, get over
you
it.
You might not be. It just sounds funny.
The house that it was originally concocted in was a house that the state had seized from a Jewish family. So Jägermeister was first made in a place that they had actually taken from a Jewish family.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
So the end of the war, with Hitler and everybody, the World War, Mass was summoned to appear before the British military governor of Wolfenbüttel and called to account for his Nazi association. And somehow he told them that he was never a full-fledged member of the Nazi Party, although his two best friends were.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, all right, you're cool. Go back to making your Jägermeister. And he did.
They didn't move production to Brazil or Argentina?
No, uh-uh.
Okay.
That was the Nazi party you're thinking about.
I think mostly Italians went to Argentina.
No. So think about that for a minute. The whole concoction of Jägermeister, especially the name, came from the Nazi party. And this guy was going to create this whole the other word for Jägermeister is like a hunting lodge, mm-hmm. right? A master hunter, a hunter's lodge. And everybody... Hitler was going to reward his number one, his number two, his number three, everybody throughout with their own hunting land that they seized from Jewish people.
I've only ever hunted one thing on Jägermeister.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
That's endangered here lately with you, I understand.
A bush to hurl in.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I see.
Ew.
Well, you had me at the first part.
Yuck.
That sucks, man. It's pretty much Hitler liquor.
Well, so his nephew, Gunter.
Yeah, the Gunter, yeah.
He took over the brand from Mass Widow, M-A-S-T. No relations to Kurt Mast, I don't think.
Okay.
I don't think. He's from Virginia, not Germany. He decided he wanted to change it up. This is in the 70s. Jägermeister became the first liquor brand to ever sponsor a soccer team in the whole world.
Yeah.
They started sponsoring all these different race car competitions. And then it infiltrated into the college fraternities.
Yeah.
And that's how... For years, it was known as Nazi juice.
Mm-hmm.
But then this nephew got in and said, we need to turn this into a brand that people like and look at and admire and stuff. So Jägermeister became the brand we know today.
Is that when they started sponsoring a bunch of heavy metal bands and stuff?
You're talking about Motley Crue?
Yeah, Pantera and Metallica back in the day and all kinds of bands,
right? Slipknot, I think they actually promoted one of their tours or maybe two or three of their tours.
I remember drinking it off the block of ice at the Jägermeister music tours back in the day.
Like, for instance, in your book of drinks, a dead Nazi is half Jaeger, half Rumpelmintz.
Oh, Lord, that's a terrible thing.
That's a shot.
That's a dead thing. Me.
Yeah.
That's so good, though. 56 herbs and spices.
It's a herbal liquor. That's what it was originally known as, a herbal liquor. And people for centuries used the concoction as medicine.
I'd still rather drink Jägermeister than Fireball, no matter the history of anything.
Oh, yeah, even if you put it in a box and put a tap on it.
Then again, I'd rather mix gasoline and turpentine than drink Fireball.
Well, see, after the big raid, they found, you know, all these different bunkers that Hitler had all this stuff. And he had, in one of the bunkers, they found a treasure trove of champagne, cognac, and Jägermeister.
Okay.
The original mix.
The original mix.
I was going to buy some today.
In a bunker. Well, how do you feel about that now? Because, Fat Boy, you're half Jewish. That's the reference here.
That's awful. I mean, it really is. But everything's got a history, right? It still tastes good.
Yeah.
Everything. Nine mentioned it earlier. Man. Hugo Boss, the great designer, made Nazi uniforms.
They did.
Yeah.
There would be no NASA without Nazis.
Mm-hmm. They had a lot of technology. Like, there wouldn't be methadone, for one thing, without Nazis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because they couldn't get access to opium to make morphine, so they came up with methadone.
I want to drink an American liquor. Why can't we create something that's as tasty as Jaeger? Because we ain't done it yet.
How dare you? I was about to say we made whiskey, but we didn't do that either. I mean, we made moonshine, by God.
I've never heard your theory before, and that's kind of shocking to me.
Which one, Paige?
The Nazi relation to the Jägermeister. But I did hear that it was more medicinal, that it was like a cough syrup when it was first created.
For centuries.
Yeah, here's a prescription to get naked and start a fight. Yeah,
which didn't make any sense because I didn't feel better after I took some Jägermeister. Usually I had some wild ideas.
Yeah,
I went swimming at three in the morning, you know, stuff like that. Not feel better.
Somebody asked, why is the dead Nazi shot half Jaeger, half Rumplemintz? And I looked that up too. Rumplemintz, the logo for it is the double-headed golden eagle, which was the German coat of arms.
Okay.
So it was like war on a label, even. I mean, like, you imagine if you were Jewish and but you loved Jägermeister.
Oh, yeah, I can.
I know.
Fat Boy can, yeah.
God.
I know.
It blows your mind.
Maybe I won't drink as much. It's so good, though. It's so tasty.
For those of you asking about the NASA stuff, just Google Operation Paperclip, and that stuff will amaze you. I mean, it really will amaze you that the head of NASA, the guy that allegedly got us to the moon, was also the head of, like, Nazi science. Von Werner, right?
Crazy.
Von Werner.
Well, there's something up with Jaeger because it's 70 proof, but man, it'll put it on you like it's way more than that.
Yeah, it will.
Are you going to boycott it now? Any of you guys?
Nah.
I ain't drank it forever, to be honest with you. I haven't drank it since, I don't know how long. I will. I just ain't think about it. I get stuck on drinks. Like, I'm an Amaretto Sour guy now and a Moscow Mule guy.
And Bahama Mama pitcher.
Yeah.
Moscow Mule.
And let me tell you something about them Moscow Mules. If you don't make it with ginger beer, shame on you.
Yeah.
Don't make it with ginger ale.
It's not real.
It's not a real drink.
Mm-mm. Platter, the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the craziness of the show, man. It's just insanity.
That is just funnier than anything out there.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's funny and it's special on the radio.
Weekday morning.
93.3.
The Platter. Now you can like or not, it really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. Real Facebook arguments. Screenshot by you, the P1s. Sent in to us anonymously, of course. We'll never out our sources. Names, though, have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing. Scene one. Playing the role of old Butch will be freaking me.
Yay.
Playing the role of Jules will be nine.
Okay.
Playing the role of Lil Annie will be Paige. And playing the role of Patches will be Fat Boy.
Yay.
And action.
It's a sham that you can't use your truck because some low-life piece of blank steals the battery out of it. They also stole the damn toolbox off it.
Man, it's probably same POS Stone Brothers truck out of your yard, man.
Yep, maybe.
Damn, baby's truck gets stolen and y'all's gets robbed. the some bull blank.
Well, you got that right.
My God, dude. Did he steal your autocorrect, too? I mean, damn.
It must come your house took the ability to respect people.
Guess what? Respect and truth are two totally different things.
Exactly how do you know my husband, Patches?
What the hell does it matter how well I know him? They make autocorrect to help people spell for a reason.
Hey, Dick. You ever stop to think that maybe my auto-correct don't work because my spelling's so bad? And just maybe I was trying to be quiet so I could not wake my wife up trying to use talk-to-text.
Well, your dyslexia doesn't help, that's for sure.
Yeah, you're right, baby.
Patches posted a blank ton of crying laughing emojis. Good Lord, spelling so bad the auto-correct won't even work?
Dude, you've gone somewhere.
Oh, that's some funny blank. Damn, I can't stop laughing. God almighty, that's funny.
Yeah, you think bullying's funny too, don't you, you son of a bitch?
This man said I done bullied him. I'll stop before you get your feelings hurt and misspell something else along the way.
Well, listen, I thought people were from Blank Creek was better than that. I guess some are just as bad as them Gray Court people.
But not all of us Gray Court people are that way. You know, I got your back, and Dick's Lexia is very real, and you know, I know how it is. Damn ignorance is everywhere.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'd still like to kick his ass, though, firefighter or not. End scene. What's going on there? Autocorrect with an O. O-T-T-O. And then space correct.
Autocorrect.
Autocorrect.
Yeah. Auto.
Auto.
Like, did it?
That's what they have in Germany.
If they said automobile, would it spell automobile?
Maybe.
Like with talk to text?
Automobile. Automobile.
I'll tell you this. Does your phone have the voicemail transcript?
Where, like, oh, yeah,
Oh, yeah.
It will not transcribe my mother's voicemail.
Oh, I bet it can.
At all.
Yeah, it usually, you know, people who call up to collect bills, it gets theirs perfectly because they enunciate clearly and speak well.
Yeah, yeah. Mary's, when she calls, it's like a bunch of A's, a bunch of U's, and a bunch of R's.
Does it start out gay, baby?
Hey, baby. Scene two. Playing the role of Ashwandiga will be freaking me. Yay. Playing the role of Tura.
I drank some of that one time.
Tura.
Will be Fat Boy. Yay. Playing the role of Andre will be Nine. And reprising her role as Nene will be Paige.
Nay, nay.
And action. Ashwandiga posts two pictures of various items for sale in the Facebook community yard sale page. Hey, everybody. Here are some things that I have available. If you see something you like, message me or just ask in the comments below.
Oh, my God. Do not. I repeat, do not buy any of these items seen here. They stole.
Hey, Ashwandiga, are you near Clinton, South Carolina?
Look, fool. Already said these stole items. Now get.
Well, report her or call 911.
She stole my blank from me, some valuable blank, and now the bit won't give it back to me, and now be all like trying to sell my blank on here.
You crazy. You crazy. You should have paid your rent. Then I wouldn't have to be selling your blank.
I told you I was waiting for my new debit card.
Yeah, I'm waiting on my new debit card. Waiting on my new debit. You used that back over the summer when I back kicked you out then. Pay your damn bills.
Hey, and pick number two. You there is a PS4 beside the alarm clock and cactus. How much it?
All three of them things?
No. Just the PS4. I mean, if it works.
Yeah, I take a big face Benjamin, a Hyundai, and it's yours. I can meet you at the Sphinx.
Mother blanker, I just said it stole. And you trying to negotiate right in front of me. Nah.
Look, I just want the console. I don't care. Maybe you should have paid your rent, Tura.
Preach now.
Is that weed in the jar beside the Polaroid printer?
Ain't no weed. It's old roses.
Oh, okay. How much for a quarter of those purple dried up roses in the jar with a light on top, winky face emoji?
Look like something growing in it.
Hey, Ashwandiga, is that a legit Keurig machine? If yes, how much?
Asking $45.
Don't buy it. I used to clean it with rat poison and pig hockey.
Oh, God, that's freaking disgusting. What the hell? I'll offer $20.
Sold!
Is this for real and not stolen? How much does that tortoise tulip ring?
Don't buy it. Oh. My dog swallowed it once and had to poop it out. So
she lying. Sheila ain't never having it. She lying.
And that's how it's going to be, huh? Okay. 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 I'm going to have to sit here all day and troll this page to talk people out of buying my stolen stuff.
Well, maybe next time you'll pay your rent, huh?
I'm saying I will when I get the new debit. Damn, Grandma.
Insane.
You gotta pay Grandma.
You have to pay your Grandma.
Turquoise.
Yeah, turquoise, tortoise, it's all the same.
I can't say it either, hell.
And the tortoise.
The turquoise tulip ring became the turtle toilet ring. Turtis.
Turtis toilet ring.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
You should hear us say marinara.
Right. Here we go.
That was great.
Marinara.
Marinara.
Tura and Ashwandika. All right. Scene 3. Playing the role of Joel. It's freaking me.
Yay.
Playing the role of Steph will be Paige.
Yes.
Playing the role of Tina will be F-Boy.
Tina.
It's Tina.
Tina.
Oh.
Playing the role of Lester will be Niner. And action. Anybody out here ever get in a fight with their wife because some blank of a kid, something said, asking for a friend?
Dude, I mean, that's a new one on me, but you know how women get sometimes.
Don't even try that. Poor me blank on FB. Our 7-year-old looked at me and said, "Mommy, get me a beer, bitch." That's supposed to be my sweet baby boy.
Oh, come on. He's 7 now. He ain't exactly a baby anymore.
He said he wanted a beer and called me a bitch.
Well, where do you think he's learning stuff like that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'd have to tan that hide the first time my boy calls his mama a bitch.
Well, if I had to guess, I'd say he's learning it from his dip blank daddy. You know, the one who got drunk at Carowinds, the one who got drunk at T-ball at the T-ball game, and a coach's pitch game, the one who stayed drunk at the beach last summer, the one who comes home every day talking about he needs a damn beer.
OMG, do you think he has the problem?
Only one here has a problem is those of us who can't mind their own business, Tina.
Excuse me, you posted about it, but when everybody didn't just agree with you, they aren't minding their own business?
Yeah, I asked one question, and now y'all asking and answering a bunch of different blank I ain't even ask about.
Just like a dang old drunk.
Damn, dude. I mean, I know beer and baseball go together like steak and potatoes, but damn, dude. Shoot, I got me one of them reefer vape pens. I take it to Little League because people look at you funny if you in the bleachers cracking open beers.
OMG, everybody knows you're smoking dang pot. The only people using little bitty vapes are smoking dang pot. Everybody who don't use them to smoke pot. They're smoking something that looks like a car battery and blowing out mushroom clouds.
Nah, nobody knows what's up.
Dude, I promise if Tina knows, everybody knows.
Well, hell, it's still better than getting drunk, I guess. I ain't stopping unless somebody says something.
I just did, dummy. I told you everybody knows you're smoking dang pot.
I mean one of the coaches or somebody important.
That might be a good point, though. Toking on your vape is like drinking out of a flask and thinking nobody knows that it's liquor in there.
Can we please get back to the part about my drunk husband teaching our son how not to treat women?
Insane!
Oh, Mina.
Boy, that was a rough one there, wasn't it?
Wait, it took some turns.
It took some turns. There were a couple names not changed to protect the innocent, the guilty, and the stupid.
Yeah, a couple. Well, you followed it good, though, Matthew.
Oh, thank you.
You did.
I pre-read this.
Yeah.
Oh, Mina threw me off.
That's right. What you just heard was real. I'm going to look into the camera.
Do it. Look right in there. Right in this. Right in here.
With my new T-shirt on.
Oh, yeah. Black River Rebels.
Thank you. What you just heard was real. Real Facebook arguments. Sent in by you, the P1s. Anonymously, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This has been another edition of Facebook Fussing.
I just want to call up and say this. Your show is some kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
Let me tell you, here, I'm perplexed by something. I'm not perplexed. I realize why I feel this way. Like, I have tattoos all up and down my arms. Like, uh-huh. I have one that's like a homage to my daddy's life, and then the other side of that is part of the eulogy that I read at his funeral. Pages took a hit.
Yeah.
On the other side of that.
Put the pen down, lady.
I
says Poe Mill, because I'm proud of my roots.
Yeah.
This side, you got the beautiful Cherokee Indian chief, and then on the other side of that, the Virgin Mary. And I say, like one of the little commercials that plays where we all say little funny little things or whatever, and it says, I'll be glad when the baby boomers who judge people by tattoos are all gone. I had a waitress, and I'm not going to tell you what city it was in, nor will I tell you the restaurant, because it won't be hard to figure out. And I'm almost to the point where I don't want to say too many details because I don't want her to feel bad.
Okay.
Because if you get a tattoo, first of all, it really, truly, 9 times out of 10, maybe 7 times out of 10, it means something to you. Oftentimes you're drunk. Or it's just a whim, you know, like Fat Boy used to have a President Barack Obama tattoo on his arm.
Yeah.
It
was a bad tattoo. I'll put his face on my damn back. I love that man.
I'd love to see it. I'd like to see his face go.
That's when America was really great.
So, you know, I realize people make mistakes and stuff like that. So anyway, this is not a mistake. And it's just me passing judgment when I sit here and talk out of both sides of my mouth, and I hate that.
Yeah, okay. Let's get to it.
She was not wearing a revealing top at all. It was a regular shirt. But help me with this, Jim. Okay. She had a tattoo of a certain board game. Amusement board game. Whatever. Okay, let me get to the... And it weirded me out. She was a great server. And once we get through this, she'll realize who she is, and I hope it's not embarrassing to her or whatever. So it should be embarrassing to me, not you.
Can we at least hint about what, I mean, was it the game of life, or was it?
No. Okay.
Hungry, hungry hippos?
It's not a game. It's Hungry, Hungry
Hippos. She's ladders.
Awesome. That'd be on her back page. It's not a, jeez.
Be on her Craigslist.
It's not a game that you would play competitive, although a lot of people would be surrounding this board and playing along or whatever.
I might have an idea.
Stuff takes over. Okay. You know what it is.
Is it a board game slash somewhat of an occult thing?
I won't say the name of it, but when I was a kid, I pronounced it Ouija.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Oh, did you get her number? Because I have some ideas how we could communicate with the dead.
I'm gonna tell you. So don't say that it was a Ouija board in case she's listening.
Okay,
but
don't say that. That's kind of hot though.
Wow,
that's
man.
Kinda hot, man.
You know what?
That's kind of hot. That's kind of sexy.
Tinder's already just messing you up already.
That's kind
of
hot.
An hour in.
Fat boy, you know what? That's kind of hot, is it?
That's like the movie The Craft type stuff, man.
Yeah.
Those chicks are, you know.
Paige. Bless you.
Plus, I like blood and pentagrams anyways.
Just paper towels if you need one.
You don't really. It was, and again, I'm good for her. Like, even if you have, you know, Nine's very vocal about how he feels about face tattoos. If it makes you feel good and you like it and you are proud enough to wear that tattoo of whatever it is, do it, right? I'm just saying, as the server, she comes over and is bringing me more Diet Coke and asking if, you know, need more of this or that, if everything's good. And every time, I would look her in the eye. You know how women say my eyes are up here? And yeah. I was keeping eye contact because I didn't want to look at her chest. And I feel weird about them things, dude. Not breasts, Ouija boards.
Yeah.
Was she rolling the eyes in the back of her head?
She
like
wasn't
Bram
Undertaker
Stark?
In it or nothing. But it was just like, she was very sweet. She was great. And I left her a good tip. But it was very off-putting to me. And I don't know what power I give Ouija boards. I don't. But I stay away from them. I absolutely stay away from.
That's kind of hot still.
Yeah, oh, gosh.
That's kind of hot.
There's a new, you know, there's a change going on right here. There's a raveling. It's like an onion. The layers are coming. He's a man about town. He's his social butterfly. He's this local rock enthusiast, and he'll be in a band eventually.
Metal.
And metal bands. Let's say that, yeah.
Well, rock and metal. I love some metal.
Hanging out with tattoo artists and rock bands and going to casinos and all this. And show Paige the shirt you ordered, Nine.
Okay.
On your phone.
Yeah, I'll show Paige the shirt.
There is a deep, dark Jimmy inside there.
The shirt is hot pink. It's electric damn pink.
About the creepiness. Is it like, I love Billie Eilish, but to watch some of her videos with her eyes, the white eyes, and that's the way I see it, creepy like that.
I'm not weirded out by like Jeff Hardy. Uh-huh. In wrestling, when he does his whatever that is, like a zombie at a rave, whatever
creepy,
that look
yes.
is, doesn't bother me. That's a great question. What if she had a clown on her chest? Would not bother me.
Really?
No, I mean, it really wouldn't. And let me reiterate, because I'm getting already.
Oh my gosh.
Already hateful things being said to me. I preface this saying that if you feel that way, you do it. Don't worry. I said I'm the fool for feeling this way.
Yes.
All right. So here's the shirt that Nine just ordered. It is a bright pink T-shirt with a unicorn on it.
Yeah.
With the phrase.
All right. It's a unicorn, My Little Pony looking unicorn on an electric pink T-shirt. And it says, "Kill people, hail Satan." I just thought it was cute and fun.
You're sitting too close to him, Matt.
He's got that tongue sticking out now in the picture.
Cute and fun is all.
He's looking like a sketchy uncle in a van when he smiles now.
And I see where he likes that because you're basically
haggard face.
Killing everything good and cute with the Satan thing on there.
No, sketchy uncle. That's what the unicorn is saying to you. The unicorn is saying that.
It's a subliminal message, Paige. In other words, if you look over there and you see a bright pink T-shirt with a unicorn, it will grab your attention. You'll say, "How sweet," and then you'll read it,
and you'll
be horrified.
Oh, emotions are just flooding me here with that shirt.
Don't wear that shirt if you ever serve tables, Jimmy.
It's sketchy uncle. We'll call you Uncle Benji. Sketchy uncle.
It's okay. So back to the things. I realize that they're made by Parker Brothers, is it, that makes Ouija boards?
I believe it's Parker Brothers, yes.
Yeah, and they're mass-produced and all that stuff. But I give full credit or whatever to symbolism and also the power of the human mind. And I think when people get together and try to get to some kind of extra connection world, whatever,
I'm out.
No.
Maybe that's how you order.
Bring a bonfire. Or not bring, make a bonfire. Don't bring a bonfire with you.
Yeah.
But make it, do something. Somebody bring a guitar. Why is it we want to summon dark spirits and talk to dead people when we get drunk in America? No.
I don't know. We did it in here.
We did it. Yeah. Man, oh man.
Let's do it again.
I will not mess with Ouija boards or psychics.
Nope. Never again. I'm done.
Or physicians. Out. This, I fully support. Jimmy, I said it. Tell him I said it.
No, you support.
Like, even if, like.
You support it.
Because there's a, Matt, so if I have a pentagram, you won't give me. I gave the girl a good tip. I complimented her tipping.
Said she did a fine job and gave her a good tip.
It was just, it weirded me out. And no, I don't think she should wear a Steve Jobs turtleneck jerk off.
Show
attending,
that thing
texting
off.
That in.
She give
it
you
all.
A change back upside down?
I've said before, I don't support certain restaurants that make them people wear them. It looks like. It looks like a bodysuit, but it's just the sleeves. Mm-hmm. You know those things that cover up the tattoos. But they put their restaurant logo on there.
Yeah.
So the tattoo's distracting, but the restaurant logo's okay. I don't support that either. No. I'm just saying, me as a weirdo that I am, I was really put off by it.
Yes.
But it's not for me to decide.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. See, I think it's hot.
Explain it.
It's just
what's hot. What's sex? Do you want to date a witch?
Sure, but they all got girlfriends. The 7-year ones, anyway.
Yeah, a little bit.
I think Daniel's single. We'll hang out.
Paige.
Yeah. What do I think about that?
I don't know.
If I saw a guy with a Ouija board on his chest, I wouldn't want to play it.
Well,
you know?
No, not a guy. It's only a good tattoo for a lady to have.
For a lady, I just I would. It wouldn't bother me so much to see that. I mean, dripping skulls.
You're a former paranormal investigator. You give any credence Clearwater Revival to this?
Yeah.
Then you don't believe in the afterlife or the paranormal like you say you do. You've sat there dark with me and Nine in an attic in North Carolina in some kind of colonial estate talking to dead people.
Well, that ghost farted real bad in the attic.
That was you.
Don't think ink on your body it could be. It's just a picture. It has no. But, you know, I don't.
It answered that question. The guy was on hold to ask you if you had any tattoos. So hang up. You don't have any tattoos,
No,
Paige.
I don't. But I do want to get one.
Really?
Yes.
Don't let Nine pick it. He'll have some kind of Baphomet thing on
no,
there.
No, you got to pick your own. I ain't
no,
picking
I've
tattoos.
Already said what I wanted to pick.
What are you going
to
get?
Some cross somewhere. I have to cover up where I went through a windshield. I've got, like, scars on my arm.
Put it on your thigh?
Oh, yeah. Well, see, I didn't even notice it. You pointed it out.
Yeah, yeah, and I've got scars.
Sometimes scars are nature's tattoos.
They are.
Yeah.
Scars are fun.
Yeah. Or where somebody ripped out your eyebrow ring.
That too. Or where you had spine surgery. Would anybody like to talk to a paranormal investigator whose name we aren't sure of?
Not really.
Is it Kristen or Tristan? Let's ask live on the radio. Good morning.
Hi, it's Kristen.
It is Kristen. Okay. Kristen, Ouija boards weird me out. Should I be weirded out by them?
As you should. Oh. they're fine if they're in your house and you've never used them. There's, I'd say 75% of my cases, either residential or historical sites where people have come in with their Ouija boards, their own blood, hair, ashes.
No.
Usually turns into something else.
You don't think you take that home with you, though? You don't think you take any of that home with you, any of that energy? Because you admit it's energy, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can move 10 times and it's still going to follow you if there's a negative presence.
Yeah.
That's right. Remember the motor of the car that James Dean crashed? They put that motor in another car, and it crashed and killed the guy. The motor was haunted.
Mm-hmm.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Platter.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.